The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Despite litter issues improving around the country, there is still a persistent issue with plastic bottles and cans. And the organisation Irish Business Against Litter said it was hoped that the deposit return scheme, which we were talking about here on the programme on Friday with the boss of Return, Ibal said it hoped that that scheme would see the litter completely disappear from our streets. But it hasn't happened. So do we need to do more to incentivise people to pick up their rubbish? I'm joined by the chairperson of Dunleary Tidy Towns, Catherine Harris. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Claire. Thanks for having me on.
I'm delighted to speak to you. So bottles, cans, other litter, still a problem in your area?
Unfortunately, it really is. I mean, there's certainly been a reduction in the cans and plastic bottles since the return scheme has been implemented. But it's still extraordinary how much we still are picking up off the street. In particular, glass bottles. I mean, we just see such a huge amount of increasing, of course, in the summertime because people are outside and they're enjoying the sunshine. But we do find an incredible bulk of glass bottles, which we pick up and bring to the recycling centre every single week. Plastics and cans, yes, unfortunately, it's still there.
Okay. When you say glass bottles, are you talking about beer bottles or alcohol bottles?
I'm talking about alcohol bottles, yes. Beer bottles, bottles of wine, but bottles of liquor, everything, you know, which is extraordinary. And you just would not believe the amount that we find. You know, it really is very bad.
And Ibal highlighted as well the prevalence of empty coffee cups and also cigarette butts. See many of those around Dunleary?
Oh my goodness! Yes, that they would be the worst of it, really. Particularly cigarette butts, and that is a big issue which we haven't yet found a solution to. It's an extraordinary thing that people still feel that throwing their cigarette butts on the ground and grinding them out with their foot is not littering, because it absolutely is. Our concern also is, because we're a coastal town, that is inevitable that the filters of these butts are going to end up in the water and cause greater pollution and so on and so forth. We have purchased two what we call butt busters, which are actually vacuum cleaners for cigarette butts, because of the quantity. I mean, if you were to try and collect them using a litter picker, you would end up with a repetitive strain injury in your wrist. So we use these vacuums now. But again, the solution, I mean, I think there really needs to be a national campaign against cigarette butts, because it's an awareness that people just don't have.
And the coffee cups, Catherine, I mean, they are so prevalent. And there was talk a couple of years ago about there being a levy on the coffee cup, the disposable coffee cup. But that's gone now. I don't hear anyone talking about that anymore. Would you like to see that debate coming back?
Well, I would, but I would like to see the use of keep cups. I mean, that they are there. People do use them, but it's not really being encouraged. And again, you just see this big surge in the coffee cups.
But people
everywhere.
Don't want to carry those cups around, do they? They're dirty. If you're out and about, you can't clean it. And then if you don't have a bag with you, where do you keep it? It's just awkward, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. But there are ways of managing it. If you're committed to the idea of reducing litter, I think it is possible to manage it in you know. But the other issue then is what we find in Dunleary is where the vendors, like on market day on a Sunday, and then during the week the food trucks and so forth, are not providing bins for their patrons, really, and not encouraging their patrons to use the bins. And this is another issue. You know, the location of bins must be within the location of the vendors who are providing the public with the cups.
And very few of those coffee cups are recyclable anyway, because they need to have a double wall, don't they, so that people burn their hands. So they're having to go into the waste rather than the recycling.
Exactly, exactly.
So you're coming into a very busy time of the year now in Dunleary. Do you find that as the weather gets warmer, the rubbish on the streets increases?
Absolutely. It's mind-boggling what happens on a sunny day here. I mean, we're really delighted to have people come to the town. It's what we want. It's a lovely place to be. We would encourage people to come and visit. The council have done an extraordinary job, I have to say, of providing additional bins through the summer season. They have small cylindrical bins with open tops, which are situated close to the regular big belly bins. And in addition to that, they provide these large 1,100 litre wheelie bins, which are also right beside them. There's also signs on the ground in front of the big belly bins, which say the next bin is this way, and there's an arrow pointing to where the next bin is. So I really believe that the council have done an extraordinary job in providing places for litter and when we have additional footfall. However, it's not working because for some extraordinary reason, the public are going to the bins, they're going to the big belly bins, but when they find that it's full, they put their rubbish on top of the bin, around the bin, on the ground, behind the bin, everywhere, which is really littering. And for some reason, don't see the additional bins. And the big belly bins, sorry, not the big bin, the large wheelie bins remain empty. And this is I don't really understand why people are not able to see that there is places to put their rubbish.
Well, you wrote to the Irish Times about this and you described the town as being on the Sunday evening of the good weather that we had recently.
Right.
The town was like a cesspit.
It really was. It was extraordinary. For that very reason, the rubbish was just piled on top of the bins. A gust of wind would have knocked it all off. And by Sunday evening, the seagulls were out and the foxes were there and everything. It was just carnage, really. And again, I mean, the only thing that I can conclude is that we need to have a greater awareness campaign. It has to be much more visual. We need to have posters reminding people that to dispose of their rubbish responsibly. I also wonder about having literally a litter police on days like that. People in high-vis vests who are watching and instructing the public where to put their rubbish.
And should they have powers to fine people?
Well, we do have 6 litter wardens in Dunleary Rathdown who do have that power. I don't know the answer to that, whether it's possible to do that, but I don't think it's really, I don't think that's necessarily what's needed. I think we just need to be shown what to do. I know it sounds sort of very basic, but I really believe that, you see, people are looking for the bins, but they're just not seeing them. And I think if there's somebody there to show them the way to go, to say, look, there you go. And this is just on the exceptional days.
I think you're being very kind to people now that they can't see the bin. I mean, if you want to put something in the bin, Catherine, you know this, you'll go and find one. And if you want to put it on top of the bin or beside the bin, you'll just do that too.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. I know, but it really is just on the very very busy days. You know, Monday to Friday we don't have an issue. We really don't.
It's when the day trippers come in for the ice cream and they decide to leave the coffee cup and the napkin on top of the bin.
Or I mean, on that Sunday I was out walking myself and I sat down on a bench and I sat in an ice cream cone, which
hadn't
noticed was on else. You know, it wasn't great.
No, it's not.
I think that's
great.
What put me in such a bad mood.
Who does that? You know, who does that and leaves that for somebody to sit on? We'll get our listeners to get in touch on this one. Do we need litter police on the busy, warm weekend days coming up over the summer, we hope, in all of our coastal towns to help us find the bins, as Catherine says, in Dunleary? Do get in touch with us, 087 1400 106.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.